Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive.
Today we're tackling email marketing, but not just any email marketing.
We're diving deep into a system that claims to bring in 5 to 10
new clients per month.
Wow.
Yeah, just from email. So pretty exciting stuff.
That's a bold claim.
It is. It is.
Especially just from email. Like, yeah. That's the holy grail for a lot of people.
Exactly. So no more social media, no more ads, just email.
Sign me up.
Right. So we've got a ton to unpack with this system.
But before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want to lay the groundwork, kind of like set the stage for what we're about to explore.
What's the system all about? So basically, it revolves around 3 main things. Automation, guiding prospects through their buyer journey.
Okay.
And something called inbox retargeting.
Inbox retargeting.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, have
you? Is that like the...
It's kind of like when you're browsing online and then boom, you see ads following you around.
Yeah, those ads that haunt your every move.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So it's a similar idea, but instead of ads, it's emails, right?
So it's like if someone visits your website, fills out a form, but they don't actually book a call or buy anything.
Yeah.
Inbox retargeting swoops in with a friendly little reminder.
Like a gentle nudge.
Like, hey, remember us. You're interested.
It's like that tap on the shoulder. Like, hey, we're still here.
Come back.
Now, you mentioned guiding prospects through their buyer journey.
How does this system approach that, especially when it comes to email?
So the system really emphasizes this idea of moving people through stages.
Okay.
From initially becoming aware of your business all the way to becoming a loyal, raving customer.
And email is the driver.
Email is key at every single stage.
Interesting.
And they emphasize that it all starts with getting potential clients to actually consume your sales message.
Right. Because just because someone lands on your website doesn't mean they're ready to buy.
Yeah. They need that extra push, that persuasive message that turns them from a visitor into a customer.
And how does this system recommend doing that?
They talk a lot about using VSLs.
Video sales letters.
Yeah, it's like a more engaging, dynamic way to deliver your sales pitch.
Oh, makes sense.
Instead of just reading a wall of text on a website, people get to see you, hear your passion, and really connect with your message.
It's like a mini presentation right there in box.
Exactly.
So let's say someone watches the VSL, they're intrigued. What happens next in this email marketing journey?
The primary goal, the big thing they hammer home, is getting folks on a call.
A sales call.
Yeah. That's where the real magic happens, where you can build that personal connection and close the deal.
Okay. And how does email play into that?
It's all about using email strategically to drive those bookings, reduce no-shows, and ultimately help you close more deals.
So we're talking about like email sequences.
Exactly. They have a whole system for that. And they claim a 50% close rate on calls booked through their email sequences.
50%.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
So they're saying half the people who book a call through their emails end up becoming clients.
That's the idea. But of course, results will always vary.
Right. But still, those are some pretty compelling numbers.
Definitely something to aspire to.
So how do they actually use email to get those kinds of results?
It's all about striking while the iron's hot, especially in those initial stages.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
The autoresponder sequence they outline is all about speed and impact.
What do you mean?
The first email goes out immediately after someone signs up.
Okay.
Then, bam, another one follows just 3 hours later.
Wow, so they're not wasting any time?
And to top it off, there's a last chance reminder around the 21-hour mark.
I see. So it's about creating a sense of urgency, right?
Exactly. They want to capitalize on that initial interest and get people taking action before they get distracted or lose momentum.
And those first 3 emails, they're all leading back to the VSL, right?
I got it.
So they're constantly reminding people of the value they signed up for while also encouraging them to take that next step.
It's like a 1-2 punch.
First, the autoresponder sequence captures that initial interest, and then...
And then the broadcast emails take over to nurture those leads over the long term.
So it's a 1-2 punch.
Exactly.
First, the autoresponder sequence captures that initial interest and drives action.
And then... The broadcast emails are where you really get to flex your expertise and connect with your audience on a deeper level.
Okay, so it sounds like we need to dive deeper into those broadcast emails because they seem pretty crucial for long-term success with this system.
Absolutely. That's where the real magic of building relationships and establishing yourself as an authority comes in.
So let's do it. Let's unpack those broadcast emails and see how they fit into this whole email marketing puzzle.
Let's do it.
So we're back. And ready to dig into those broadcast emails.
All right, let's break it down.
So the autoresponder, that's our opening act.
Exactly.
Grabbing attention, building some excitement.
Setting the stage.
But the broadcast emails, Those are the main performance.
That's where you really shine.
Right. It's not about that constant, hey, buy my stuff.
No, no, no.
It's about showing up consistently, providing value.
Building those relationships.
Becoming the expert they turn to.
Exactly.
So how do we do that through these emails?
Well, the materials you shared, they break it down into four main types.
Four? Okay, let's hear it.
We've got direct offer emails, testimonial emails,
okay,
case study emails, and YouTube content emails.
A good mix, it seems like.
Each one has a specific purpose, but they all work together to, you know,
to achieve that bigger picture.
Yeah, providing value, moving those leads closer to that. Yes.
Love it.
All right, so first up, direct offer emails.
Okay.
Those seem, I don't know, pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, you're making an offer.
Right, like, hey, buy this thing.
Exactly, but it's not just about shouting buy now from the rooftops.
Okay, there's got to be some finesse to it.
The materials highlight this really specific formula.
Oh, do tell.
It starts with a question, something compelling.
Grabbing their attention.
Pulling them right into the email. Then you showcase a recent client win. Like, boom, look at these amazing results.
So you're showing them what's possible, right?
Exactly.
Like, hey, are you struggling with this? Well, we helped someone else overcome that exact same challenge.
You nailed it. It's all about that social proof. Building credibility.
Right. Showing them it's not just you saying you're great.
Exactly.
You've got the receipts to prove it.
And then from there, you present your offer clear, concise, and you end with a strong call to action.
So they know exactly what to do next.
It's a simple formula.
But effective.
Very effective.
I like it.
Now, what about testimonial emails? Where do those fit in?
Testimonial emails are all about that social proof.
Okay.
Leveraging those happy clients to build trust and credibility.
Because people trust other people, right?
Exactly. Especially when they see someone who's been in their shoes, facing the same challenges, and achieving amazing results.
So it's not just look how great we are. It's look what we helped this person achieve.
Precisely.
And then they're backing up your claims.
And the key here is to not just slap a quote on a page.
Make it engaging.
Yeah, weave those testimonials into a larger story, an insight, something relatable.
So it's like, here's a common problem businesses face. We help client X overcome it, and here's what they have to say about it.
Exactly. Show, don't tell with a side of social proof.
I love it. And to make those testimonials even more powerful, what do you recommend?
Visuals, visuals, visuals.
Yes.
People are visual creatures.
Especially in today's world, right?
Exactly. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and a video, well,
even more.
So include a screenshot of a glowing review, a short video clip of a client raving about your product.
It makes it real, you know?
Absolutely. Relatable.
Okay. So we've covered direct offers, testimonials. Now let's talk case studies.
Right. Case studies, those are the heavy hitters.
In depth.
They provide that behind-the-scenes look at how you've helped clients achieve remarkable results.
It's like a mini success story.
Exactly. Highlighting your expertise, showcasing the transformative power of what you offer.
But I imagine not all case studies are created equal.
You're right.
What makes a good case study for an email?
The key is to choose case studies that resonate deeply with your ideal client profile.
So if I'm trying to attract, say, business is making $250,000 a month who want to scale to a million.
Then you showcase a client who's done exactly that.
Because that's going to be way more impactful than some random case study that's not even relevant to their situation.
It's all about that relatability factor.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Now, last but not least, YouTube content emails.
Ah, yes, the power of video.
So how do we leverage YouTube, even if maybe we don't have a huge following or anything like that?
That's the beauty of it. You don't need a massive following to leverage YouTube effectively.
Okay, good to know.
If you're already creating valuable content, share it with your email list.
Just repurposing, right?
Exactly. It's free. It's engaging.
People love video.
And it positions you as an expert in your field.
Now, what if you're not creating videos regularly?
You can still use this strategy.
Okay, how so?
Instead of sharing a video, use the email itself to deliver that valuable, insightful content.
Okay. Okay.
So let's say you help businesses improve their sales calls.
Okay.
You could send an email outlining your process for crafting high converting sales scripts.
Or sharing your expertise.
Exactly. Or maybe you provide a list of common sales objections and how to overcome them.
So it's like a mini training right in their inbox.
Exactly.
I love it.
So with all these emails flying back and forth, especially with this system recommending daily emails, deliverability has to be a major concern.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we can spend all this time crafting the perfect emails.
Yeah.
But if they're not even reaching our audience,
it's all for nothing.
It's pointless.
Exactly. You could have the most amazing email content in the world, but if it's ending up in spam folders,
it's game over.
Game over.
So that's why this system, they really emphasize maintaining a healthy email list.
Absolutely.
Following best practices for deliverability.
It's crucial.
So how do we make sure our emails are actually landing in inboxes?
What are some practical tips for improving deliverability?
Well, the first thing is to make sure you're only sending to engaged subscribers. It's like you wouldn't waste your time talking to someone who's clearly not interested.
Right.
The same goes for email marketing.
Okay.
Focus on sending to people who have recently opened, clicked, or otherwise engaged with your emails.
So it's all about engagement.
Exactly.
Those are the warm leads.
Those are the ones who are most likely to convert.
Makes sense. So quality over quantity when it comes to our email list.
Absolutely.
But what about reaching a wider audience? Should we ever send to our entire list, or is it always best to stick to those highly engaged segments?
Segmenting your list is definitely a smart move, especially for like targeted campaigns.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you should completely neglect your entire list.
So there's a balance.
Exactly. The materials actually recommend sending a strategic broadcast to your full list a few times a month.
Interesting. So it's like reminding them you're still there.
Yeah. Keep your brand top of mind.
Yeah.
Maybe re-engage some subscribers who've gone a little cold.
So we're prioritizing those engaged subscribers, but we're not completely writing off those who haven't interacted in a while.
Right.
Now, besides segmenting, what else can we do to like boost deliverability, avoid those spam filters?
One of the most effective things, encourage your replies.
Replies.
Yeah, like ask questions in your emails.
Okay.
Invite feedback.
Oh, I see.
Make it clear that you're a real person.
Right, not just some automated system.
Exactly, because when people reply, it sends a positive signal to email providers.
It shows you're having real conversations.
Exactly, not just blasting out generic messages.
Just like you're training those email overlords to recognize you.
Exactly.
As a trustworthy sender, not a spammer.
Exactly.
I like it.
It's all about building those relationships.
Now, are there any other like technical things we should be mindful of? I've heard things like SPF, DMAM. Not really sure what those are.
Those are actually huge for deliverability.
Okay.
They're like digital signatures that verify your identity and help prevent your emails from being flagged as spam.
So it's like you wouldn't want someone to be able to send mail on your behalf without your permission.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like a safeguard for your emails.
Exactly. Make sure they're coming from a legitimate source.
Okay. So definitely worth looking into, even if they sound a little intimidating.
Yeah. You can find plenty of resources online to help you set those up.
Perfect.
Now, this whole system, it sounds pretty comprehensive.
It's a lot.
Daily emails, different types of broadcasts.
Keeping track of deliverability.
What kind of benchmarks should we be aiming for with all of this?
Well, according to the materials, a 20% open rate is a good starting point.
Okay, so out of 100 people, 20 open the email.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Click-through rates will vary depending on the email, but a good rule of thumb is 2-5%.
Okay, and what about unsubscribe and spam rates?
Yeah, those are important to keep an eye on.
Because obviously we want to keep those low.
High unsubscribe or spam rates, that's a red flag.
What does it tell us?
Maybe you're sending too many emails, your content isn't resonating.
Or maybe it's just going straight to spam.
Exactly.
So we want to make sure those stay low.
Aim for an unsubscribe rate below 0.5% and a spam rate below 0.1%.
Okay, so as long as we're following these best practices, we should be in good shape.
Exactly. Deliver valuable content, respect your subscribers' time.
It's all about finding that sweet spot, right?
Yes.
Staying top of mind without overwhelming them.
Exactly.
And it sounds like this system gives us a pretty good framework for doing that.
It's a solid system.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into email marketing, what's the one key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
If there's one thing you remember, it's this. Every email should deliver value.
Value, that's the key word.
Whether it's a direct offer, a case study, a helpful tip, make sure those emails are packed with something worthwhile.
Right, because ultimately it's not about us.
It's about them.
It's about providing value to our audience.
Exactly. Build those relationships. Don't just bombard them with sales pitches.
Great advice.
So to our listeners, I hope this deep dive has given you some actionable strategies to up your email marketing game.
Remember, that inbox, it can be a powerful tool for building relationships, growing your business, and really making an impact.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time for another insightful exploration.